The idea the president was talking about would be for Syria to hand control of its chemical weapons over to the international community. Global reaction to that, it's a combination of support and skepticism. U.S., British, and French leaders have agreed to explore this proposal seriously. They also say they won't allow Syria to use this as a stalling tactic. Here's how one U.S. senator reacted.
I am very skeptical, very, very skeptical. But the fact is that you can't pass up this opportunity if it is one, but you've got to right away determine whether it's real or not.
Yesterday, Syria said it's ready to reveal the location of its chemical weapons and to stop producing them. It also offered to show its chemical weapons facilities to representatives from Russia and the United Nations. Syria also said it's willing to join the Chemical Weapons Convention, an international agreement to eliminate the use of chemical weapons. Syria is one of five countries that have not signed on to the agreement. Recently, President Obama asked Congress to approve a military strike against Syria. Yesterday, he asked the Senate to hold off on any votes so the diplomatic process can play out. The president was scheduled to make a speech about Syria last night. Teachers, the resources box on our homepage has the latest details on this developing story. Crisis in Syria, as you might be able to tell, dominating news coverage, but it's not the only story out there. Right now, we're going to check in with a few CNN correspondents to learn about some of the other news happening around the world, starting with a new discovery at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Scientists are calling it the largest single volcano on Earth. At 400 miles wide, it has a footprint the size of New Mexico. So why did it take so long to discover? Tamu Masif lies about 1,000 miles east of Japan in the depths of the Pacific Ocean. The researchers who found it say it dwarfs the previous world record holder, Mauna Loa, in Hawaii, and even rivals Olympus Mons on Mars, the largest volcano in the solar system. Luckily, the behemoth doesn't pose much of a threat. It's been extinct for millions of years.
A lost masterpiece hidden from the world for years has finally been unveiled. Sunset at Montmajour is a large oil landscape which was painted in 1888. It's the first full-size canvas from the Dutch master discovered in 85 years. The painting was originally believed to be a forgery. It sat for years in the attic of a Norwegian art collector. But thanks to new research, including a letter from Van Gogh itself, experts were able to authenticate it.
New images have been unveiled showing Rio de Janeiro like you've never seen it before. That's because this is a mock-up of what the Olympic Park will look like when the games kick off 3 years from now in 2016. Now, the park was designed by the same British architects who built the 2012 London Park. But this time, the flowing pathways are supposed to resemble the meandering Amazon River. It'll be lit up at night. Some of these lights look like the Olympic flag.